flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I got a couple things.
We're like 48 hours away from the Royal Rumble.
I know. It's all I can think about.
Hey, you guys are invited. I'm having a Tolo and his girlfriend over at my house for the Royal Rumble. The Peace-a-thon.
I've never been to your house.
You're invited.
Oh, no.
Nobody even knows where you live.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I have been to his house.
You just didn't come in.
I didn't get to go past the threshold. Speaking of thresholds, actually, that's not a good segue. Ken Dorsey is being mentioned as an offensive coordinator option for the Dallas Cowboys. That doesn't excite me too much. Browns and Buffalo, but we'll see. But
he's a person. He's coached.
This is a story that...
It's one of the riskiest decisions they're going to make.
Okay.
...is going to be kind of tough for a lot of people to deal with. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior with 6 massage therapists.
Oh, no.
In the story at thebaltimorebanner.com, Ravens kicker Justin Tucker's behavior was so egregious, 2 therapists said they ended his sessions early, and 2 spas say they banned him. So he had a...
Holy crap. I thought you were going to say it was like an injury thing or something.
Arguably his worst season this year. And there, people are starting to go back and look at like interviews in the middle of the season when maybe it did start to crack for him. Maybe this started to get brought up and was an underlying story that they just kind of said, let's just get to the end of the season with this. So
that Sports Illustrated article from 6 days ago that said Ravens expect bounce back season from Justin Tucker. Maybe not a bounce.
I have no clue how they will handle this and how the NFL will handle this, but that is news that has broken.
Holy moly. I know you got other stuff to get to. That is wild.
From the 817, name a more destructive duo, NFL players and that massage therapist. Like, that seems to be, that's 2 Man. Now. And I bet there's a lot other situations too.
And that's one of the things where this guy is a no-brainer Hall of Famer, even though I know it's more difficult for special teams players. And I'm not saying this will automatically disqualify him, but like, is something going to happen? Is his career going to have to be put on pause? Is it going to be over? He's like 35.
Does this vault the Deshaun Watson story? Like, is anybody going to treat it the same as a quarterback?
Yeah.
Or is it just, I mean, he's a famous kicker.
Or at the very least, do you think we'll get that story that somebody kind of joked about with a text of like, what is happening with NFL players and masseuses.
I don't know.
Let me ask you this real quick about Deshaun Watson. There's controversy around him because he didn't want to be the Texans quarterback anymore. And then this happened, right? Was he like, I don't want to be here anymore?
I thought like, it happened before and
that's,
during.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like, I'm struggling with the timeline because it was like, there's Watson had a lot around him and then this. And Justin Tucker, to your point, he is just a kicker. And it's not like he was causing something else, some sort of other thing happening. So there are already eyes on him, but how many eyes are going to be on a kicker?
Yeah. I have no clue how that's going to be looked at, but there it is.
This thing up there is brutal. Like, Nancy Kerrigan is crying right now. And I even got like a notification from people that, you know how the airplane hit the
helicopter
this morning. 14 U.S. figure skaters.
One from Plano.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yep.
What'd you say?
Story on Morning News right now.
What'd you say, Corey? I didn't hear
one
you.
One from Plano. One Plano's from Plano. Amber Glenn.
Yeah. Does she just care or she's just sad or dead?
Dead. Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought she was. I mean,
misread that this morning.
So, and including two teenagers. So four people involved with U.S. figure skating. And so I just saw Nancy Kerrigan up there crying and I thought it was like, are we rehashing 94? And then I was like, no, this is like now Nancy Kerrigan. And man, that is freaking devastating.
I want to try to get to a little lighter news.
Sorry, Corey. Let's make it lighter to make
thanks,
people happy.
Kevin.
That's just crazy.
So should we talk about Trevor Bauer or MLB
nope.
The Show?
MLB The Show.
I kind of think the Trevor Bauer thing is a little lighter.
Okay,
great. The Bauer's not like anything having to do with...
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's just saying how good he is.
So,
I was worried that...
Just saying I'm good.
Somebody said, ignore the vocal minority that follows an inaccurate narrative spun by the Manfred-fearing mainstream media. Trevor Bauer is one of the most popular pitchers in the world today, if not most popular, Japan, Mexico, and still
who said
a huge
this?
Following him. Dan Clark Sports. And... Oh. Every time we talk about the Rangers, somebody does text in. What about Trevor? Why has nobody reached out? And we all kind of understand why.
There was a little part of me that was hoping that Trevor Bauer said that about Trevor Bauer. Like
he will say pretty much that here. If we get to what Trevor Bauer said, he's pretty much going to say that.
Okay.
He replied on Twitter. I'm second behind Shohei. In popularity. I don't think anyone in America understands how big of a global superstar he is. I beat everyone else, though, including outdrawing every single MLB team and daily views just on my YouTube channel alone. That includes their streaming and TV numbers, by the way. And then he goes on, I'm the second most popular player and the most knowledgeable pitcher on the planet. I'm also top 10 pitcher on the planet and willing to play for $0. That's a minimum of $50 million value per year, but someone very obviously lied about me. Hold on. Then there's more. There are like 20 hitters on the planet that are true competition for me. I'd steamroll the rest. And then Chipper Jones jumped in and said, the comedic aspect of this app is what I'm here for. And then...
There's more?
This is when Twitter decided, you know what? Let's do our thing.
Oh.
TJ Stats posted, here's 2 minutes of Trevor Bauer allowing home runs. Twins Almanac. You guys ever hear that time Trevor Bauer gave up home runs to Max Kepler in 5 straight at bats? J-Ram said, here's Ryan Goins hitting a ball 440 feet off of Trevor Bauer.
And it just my God, that's
keeps
amazing.
Going on. And then there's one of a guy in Marty Mush. He's in a batting cage and he yacked one. And then there's a 14-year-old that destroys one. It's just, they just keep going at it. I love Trevor Bauer's confidence in that, but man, that was some cojones to say that. And is he still a viable pitcher at any, like, at?
Yes.
Okay.
I watched him pitch in Mexico. I didn't go to Mexico, but his YouTube channel is amazing. I'm going to be honest. I know a lot of people hate him. A lot of people want him on their team. I get information from his YouTube channel. I mean, a lot of it's entertainment, but there are times that I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I understand that better, or that makes sense. And then some things I'm like, it doesn't make any sense at all. But he's slowing down. His speed is slowing down, but he still everybody knows, I'll just let you know, everybody in Major League Baseball knows he would still be a great pitcher for all 30 teams. They don't want to deal with him.
Is the issue what you were just saying right there? He's not afraid to tell you, or he's definitely going to tell you how badass he is. That's the issue, right?
Yeah.
Well, among the other issues.
There's a lot of issues that nobody wants to deal with. Everybody knows he would dominate. When I say this, he wouldn't dominate every hitter all the time, but he would probably be a really good number two starting pitcher for most teams. I won't say ace. He'd have to prove that again. Mexico is a much lower level.
You're probably walking away from
Major League Baseball. Japan's not that. Like, Japan's like in between AAA and major leagues.
You could probably be walking away from 6 innings, 7-8 strikeouts, 3 runs again. You know, something nice. Like, you would be pretty happy.
I think he'd have a mid-3 ERA.
Yeah,
maybe even better. But if I was signing him, I'd know that. But nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, toxic at the moment, and that's for him unfortunate. Now, Kevin, I know I brought up an MLB The Show conversation with you yesterday that we never got to.
Yeah.
I've decided to shift gears on this.
Oh, no.
And here's why.
It is not to be.
Because Dean, I don't know how to say his last
Blandino.
Name. We'll call Douglas. Him at Skip with 2 P's, viewed Dean, all right? Here's a little tweet. This is fun. This is everybody's that's played video games and played seasons has said, you know what? I'm going to see how far I can take this dynasty. And see,
like you're 20, 46 or something.
Yes, exactly. And this guy took his MLB The Show team 40 years before MLB The Show stats stopped keeping them. So he stopped at 40 years. And here are some of the stats that went on to be pretty good. Rafael Devers played until the age of 67. He had to move him. He had to move him from third base at 50 years old, but.
Not till 50?
He finished his career with 7,014 hits and 1,577 home runs.
He should already be moved from third base.
Vladimir Guerrero finished with 7,069 hits and 1,598 home runs.
Awesome.
He ran into some injury issues in his 60s.
This is fun.
But just wait. This gets even better.
Wow.
I created myself as a character, and he said he got 6,000 hits, 1,495. He had over 300 B war, and he's the all-time leader in war, which is, again, everybody's going to create themselves and put themselves on a team. He wheeled the corpse of Bryce Harper out until he was 71 years old.
Did he ever win a championship?
He only had 899 home runs. Well, he's on this team, so I think he did.
Oh, okay. He only finished on the MVP ballot 8 times, but he won the MVP all eight times.
Yeah, every other time, not in the top 10.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Nothing.
Only ended up with 899 home runs compared to Jackson Holliday, who ended his career as the greatest player of all time, 7,500 hits, 1,786 home runs. He said he lost the MVP numbers, but he had at least 8 before the show stopped counting. So he had 8 MVPs.
So pour your money into Jackson Holliday.
I don't know this. You're doing the Dynasty League. Are other players racking up stats throughout these 40 years? Are all those players on his team?
So, and yes, and I'm about to get to Wyatt Langford.
Oh, okay, good.
Because he, I don't know how he, maybe he traded for him or what.
I spent over $400 on one of his cards, so I'm really hoping he had a great career.
Did you get that MLB the Show?
Not yet.
Okay.
On MLB the Show for 40 years. Wyatt Langford never put up a war, a lot of war, but he finished with over 16 home runs.
He is a peaceful guy.
And he was a 10-time World Series MVP.
Hell yeah! Let's go!
Wow, Corey Seager, what happened?
Man.
And then lastly, he had Paul Skeens on this team. And oh, he also, there's a note on Mike Trout. He had Paul Skeens on this team. He said, Paul Skeens has major injury issues in his early 50s. I had to pay him $400 million at age 52 to keep him on board.
Oh, my gosh.
His 791 yeah. wins.
Jeez, I guess Trump really did make the economy better.
His 791 wins is second all time. And his same with his 8,000 strikeouts. He won two MVPs.
Hold on. Did you say his wins are second?
And his strikeouts were second, too. He won two MVPs and six Cy Young Awards. And then Mike Trout finished at the age of 72. He had less injuries than Trout early on in his career. Ended up with 1,246 homers, 5,000 hits. If I tried to start him in his late 60s, he would only last a few games.
Will MLB the Show change this? Will they go, there's no...
I hope not.
Like, if people do dynasties for 40 years or whatever it is, are they going to be like... Hey, we have to make regression a real thing on these players.
So that they can't play until they're 72 years old.
I hope they do. But I like this concept.
I remember when Kevin and I started working together, we were at the newspaper. I created a team of all my friends, and I had Kevin on the team also. Kevin was a defensive tackle, and I think he ended the year with 80 sacks. So you're pretty good. It was kind of difficult to stop
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
But I built my grandfather was the quarterback. My other grandfather was a receiver, and just the stats were insane. It was fun.
I don't care a lot about this. Do you guys like that the show did three players on the cover instead of one? Because it's always been like, who's going to be on the cover of Madden? Yeah. Who's going to be on the cover of the show?
Because last time I saw it was a teaser.
No, because I don't know this. Topps Now made a card of it.
Okay.
It was a 24-hour card where you could buy it. And the cover has Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and Gunnar Henderson.
Yes.
And so if Topps Now makes a card of it, I'm assuming they've got confirmation that is going to be the cover of it.
Okay, yeah.
That's my opinion. I don't know.
I do like it better.
There it is. Yeah, it is the all-in-one epic MLB The Show cover is what they are saying. It is those three. I think it's awesome. And that's why the segment I had planned with Kevin was, which one of the young players are we going to latch on to this year? Like, who are you excited to watch? I know we got excited about, you know, Wyatt Langford and everything, and I'm sure we're all going to be here locally tracking him. But around the rest of the league, are there other names that are going to pop up that you're like, I got to keep an eye on what this guy does this year and for his career?
So there was an article a couple months ago, and I can't remember if I did it or not, but it was like, who out of this rookie class is going to have the best career, right? Because that's the deal of like, yeah, you can win rookie of the year. Like, nobody thinks, nothing against the guy, Luis Hill, who won Rookie of the Year in the American League. Nobody thinks he's going to have a great career. Yeah. But they did give him Rookie of the Year. And that is a huge award for him. It was Jackson Churio of the Milwaukee Brewers that people think is going to have, out of this rookie class, the best career.
Interesting. He's going head-to-head with Wyatt for potentially the best outfield.
But that's just an opinion. Yeah. It was an MLB.com article, and I thought that was really cool. Obviously, a lot of people think Ellie De La Cruz is going to have a great career, too.
Do you think, Mike, this could have been the widest-ranging C-block of all time?
Yes, that was...
a lot of variety.
A lot of highs, a lot of lows.
Unfortunate accusations.
Mm. Yeah, and then... the figure Justin skating, Tucker. All those folks dying, and then you telling us about Methuselah taking over MLB The Show and dominating.
I really do appreciate that. So for anybody that's ever done that, and I'm sure there are plenty of people that, I think the furthest I ever got was about 20 seasons, and I had to simulate some of those games to go along with it, but It's fun.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to do this. Real quick question. I want to know how many people ever just simulated a season and then were like, oh, whatever. That would never happen.
I lost that one game. I would have gone undefeated.
Coming up next, intriguing questions for the second half of the NBA season, including a big one about the Mavs and maybe some more heartwarming stories, too, next on The Fan.
Draw 2 and a 7 and see if they don't tell me they won't look the same. Just take the little line off. Mike's going to do it right now for...
But do you do the circle at the bottom of the 2 or the flat bottom of the 2?
Yeah, see, that could be a 7.
I made a little. Uh-huh. I made a little bottom.
Yeah, I'm the flat one. I do the flat one at the bottom of the 2, like Mike, kind of like Mike did.
Okay.
It kind of depends, though. Sometimes
it almost looks like a cursive 7, which kids have no clue what that word
there's
means.
There's my 2, Kevin. It looks like a Z almost.
Well, I hope this is captivating for people who are only listening.
So how did Dane Dunning play last night?
All right, we're not going to do that. We're going to do that tomorrow.
We just led with this audio.
All right, six most intriguing questions of the second half of the NBA season. But
Alec does not think that's funny. I'm sorry. He's very serious.
I just moved into the segment.
Okay, back to you.
I got some heartwarming stories for you real quick. You talked about how much money the Dodgers have donated.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer is also out there, and he's like, hey, if you donate to Fire Aid, and I think they're going to have a concert.
Yeah, maybe. I've heard that too.
Yeah, he said, I'll match it.
Oh, wow.
And so, obviously, he has plenty of money, like $100 billion. But to just say, yeah, I'll match it. Just let me know.
Yeah, take care of it, man.
That is super cool.
That's his community, and like that's a positive thing to do in your community.
And then Tom Izzo.
Coach.
That is true. Tuesday night, I didn't get to mention this yesterday. I thought it was really cool. He wore shoes out there for the coaches versus cancer. And it had all these names. Did you see that, Mike?
No, that's why A&M wore pink jerseys. Yeah.
I didn't connect that either until just now. The coaches versus cancer. And he had all these names of people written on there in green and black that had been fighting cancer and stuff like that. I just thought it was really cool. They're signed by cancer patients at University of Michigan Health Sparrow, I believe is how you say it. And so I always think that's really cool when it's Ballmer, Izzo is like, hey, I'm going to do my part with my platform, however big or small it is, to try to help out.
Yeah, no matter what you think of them, their teams or whatnot.
Sure, that's a cool gesture. And still, I remember the day, to this day, when I was walking in Austin, and I didn't realize they had so many open-air restaurants, because I was going to go see Duke against Michigan State in the Sweet 16, and these people scare the crap out of me, because they were sitting right by like what theoretically would have been the window at the restaurant, and yelled, "Go green!" And then the other two on their table go, "Go white!"
Oh, wow.
I was not prepared for that whatsoever.
But now you are.
Yes. So now I'm always prepared in that very, very specific situation. All right. Questions for the rest of the second half season, and I got a Mavericks one in there for you as well. Are the Celtics slumping in terms of, is this just post-championship boredom? Or do you think there's something more to it? Because they were 21-5, and you're like, holy moly. They were like, we won the championship. Now we're going to kick everybody's ass all again. Ever since then, they're 11-10. You brought up, not that this is a bad team, but you brought up they just lost to Houston. And this is a team that, are they really slumping? Or they're like, either way.
I think that they're going to play Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
That would be my prediction as of now, but I get that they're slumping. And then I'm just trying to like quickly go over games, which I'm not getting to right now. Because Porzingis just came back, right? So they're trying to add him back into the rotation. We saw him play in Dallas the other night. I still think that they have a great team that come playoff time, they're going to be the team to beat in the East, even though Cleveland will have the best record. So I hear you. It's there, but I just think that they're primed to go back-to-back.
Do you happen to see the interaction with Mazzulla and the reporter when she said...
I did not. I wish I had now.
When you're missing threes, it's like, you got to execute. But whenever you play bad defense, it's you're lazy. And he was like, he just stopped her and was like, that's the the most prolific thing anybody's ever said. Profound thing anybody's ever asked. Most profound. Went on to talk about it for a long time, and he started pointing out, we are lazy on defense right now, and we have to be better at shooting threes. Wow. He was like, that being said, we're also number one in all these stats, too. We're really good at all these things. But we have to be better at it. Otherwise, we're going to wind up having these kinds of things happen. So if you get a chance, find that, because I can't really tell. He really thought that was an amazing question.
Now, I know the answer is going to be, well, it depends on where he ends up. And I'll let you factor that into this question. Will Jimmy Butler push a new team into championship contention? Man, you shook your head no so fast.
No, and I don't think he's tradable. I just look at his contract and go, who's taking on 50-something million of a 35-year-old guy who has that much baggage?
Yep.
I don't think Miami's going to be able to trade him, because I think it's a giveaway at this point. Like, they're going to have to give him away, and I don't think they want to take on any extra salary.
Because
you just make Jimmy Butler leave the team. Like, fine, this year we're not going to win the championship. Wasn't anyways. And then he won't opt in, I'm assuming. Maybe he will, but I'm assuming he won't opt in to the $53 million player option that he has.
Have you seen Gilbert Arenas's comment on him? It was on Bamani Jones'
A little bit.
Quote, he didn't even have 20% of the talent that Wade had, or that Wade and LeBron had together, and he still made it into the finals twice. If we're going to talk about the guy who cooked the best meal with the least amount of ingredients, it's Jimmy Butler, hands down. That team he took to the finals, that was an AAU team, a YMCA team. And he was like, he didn't even have the talent around him to do it. So he has a lot of support for him, but I don't know exactly where he lands on my desired.
Because then
that.
You have to go to, like, what is his one of his nicknames, like a playoff nickname? Because, like, he plays way better
playoff
in the
Jimmy.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that, but I feel like, you know, he plays his best in the playoffs. But man, that's a lot to take on to put a guy on your team who is. He gets frustrated with almost every situation.
Playoff Jimmy is the nickname.
Okay.
He gets stronger, somehow more accurate, more tenacious.
That is.
Like, if I get him for nothing, I want him. Unfortunately, you have to trade about $50 million worth of player off of your team to get him.
Yeah.
And they want a first-round pick still.
There's no way in
hell. They know they don't want multiple picks.
You can give me a first-round pick and maybe I'll facilitate.
Oklahoma City has everybody's first-round picks, so.
That's true. Will Nikola Jokic win his fourth MVP award? You don't think Shea could take it from him?
Could. We won't.
Okay.
The only way he wins is the Michael Jordan situation. I'm not saying Jokic is Michael Jordan. Is you just start going, hey, should we give it to him all the time and every time?
Yeah.
But if you're looking at the best player in the league and he's putting up the stats, the only thing he's not putting up is, let's say, the win total.
Right.
As a team. But he's the best. And I love Shea. Shea's awesome. But he's not close to Jokic.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Mike.
Co-sign. All right. Is there anyone in the West that can stop the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I'll say yes in this.
Utah Yetis?
It'll be Chet Holmgren, and I'll say his last name wrong. I'm sorry. Harkenstein?
Yes.
I said it right?
I can't. I'm with you on the, I thought it was Harkenstein, it might be Harkenstein. You might be right.
Those two guys not being healthy come playoff time. And I'll be honest, one of them being not healthy in playoff time, because the way that they've solved a lot of issues, and I get Chet has been out all year, right?
Yes.
Or most of the year, is that they can now be a big physical team that can give you issues where the Mavs took advantage of. They only had a skinny Chet and then nobody behind them that was kind of a bigger guy to stop a lot of things. They have it all. But if they're not healthy, we've seen the Mavs beat them, and I know it's regular season, but I think if all of a sudden they have to play small ball in the playoffs, they can be beat in the West. I still think Boston's better than them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Dallas, Kevin.
Okay.
Just based on recent history.
All right.
Dallas without Luka specifically, though.
Oh, man. I was with you until that part. So that was going to be my next question. Will either of last year's Western Conference finalists make another run? So Minnesota, Dallas. I hear what you're saying in terms of Oklahoma City. Looks like they are far and away the best team. Do you think either one of those teams can make a run? Because Minnesota, I know we don't care about Minnesota, but like they essentially have the same record as the Mavs.
I will say Dallas can if they get completely healthy. 100%. Derek Lively's back for the playoffs and is ready to go. Luka's obviously coming back here, I think, in the next, like, 3 weeks at some point.
Yeah, I know there was still some hope for that next Celtics game, so maybe.
If Dallas were to get completely healthy, I think that they could make a run back to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think Minnesota can.
Yeah, I'm with Mike. Luka being on the court gives you an advantage whenever you're in the playoffs. And Kyrie being right next to him, another advantage. Yeah. And then defensively, now, missing Derek Lively, a huge thing. Like, that could be a factor unless they learn how to grow without that in the next 20 games or so.
Like, Oklahoma City, we know, is going to be the one seed. So getting the 8 seed would hurt you tremendously.
Yeah.
But, and Houston is not guaranteed the 2 seed. If you were in the play-in situation and you won the 7-8 game and you became the 7th seed, I get Houston's very talented, but they're very young and they really have never played in the playoffs. I will give Dallas a chance to be kind of that team from the 7 seed that in a weird way beats Houston and then plays, let's say, Memphis or Denver, who doesn't – Denver's great with Jokic. They don't have depth.
No,
they have a great starting five, but with no depth and –
He can only get you so far.
Yeah, can Jamal Murray and I'll even throw in Porter Jr., are they going to be healthy in round two if they make it to round two?
Don't know.
But I can look at the Mavs at this point, too, and go, you going to tell me Derek Lively's actually going to be healthy for a playoff round or playoff rounds? Probably not.
It's fair. I want to switch to the East for just 1 second. Will Tom Thibodeau wear out the Knicks before the playoffs? Because that's
what he does.
That, exactly. Do you think that will happen? Because they're in a position where they could, you know, move up another spot. It feels like the Cavs are too far out in front, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Do you think he will wear them out? They won 5 in a row, but people are always saying, hey, we're not in the playoffs yet.
I mean, that's just what he does. He has some young legs to work with, but even still, whenever those young legs are worn out, they're just worn out.
Yeah.
I think, again, when they get into the playoffs, you're going to hate playing them. That's just you hate playing the way, the style they play with, the physicality they play with. You hate that. But I think that is going to be whenever it comes down to the way that you're trying to win a Western or an Eastern Conference Finals, that's going to be the difference.
I will say I'm 100% sure Oklahoma City will make it to the second round in the West. I'm going to answer your question by answering it a different way. I have no clue who's going to make it to the second round in the West besides Oklahoma City, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I would bet a lot of money Cleveland, Boston, New York, and Milwaukee are all going to be in the second round. Everybody else is not a trash team, but I think that New York making a run is going to be tough because right now they'd match up with Boston in the second round, but Cleveland and Milwaukee, I think, are almost shoe-ins to make it to the second round, too.
I'm interested in that because I wonder if Indiana can heat up and find some of the spark that they had last year, just in terms of making it to the next round. But that, I get you.
Kevin, this is a baseball-related thing.
Okay.
Are you ready to...
I have one more basketball. It's super quick.
Go ahead.
Will Wemby start getting the calls that he wants? So he's already saying, hey, sometimes I feel these calls are unfair. And the last thing he said last night, I'm a basketball player. I'm here to play. And yeah, that's why this is frustrating. It's not my job to do politics.
Ooh.
Little guys always get more calls. It's just human nature. We're reffing a game. Not that we're refs, but if you're reffing a game, you always give the benefit of contact to the little guy and you make the big guy play through more contact. So yes, it is awesome. He's 7'5" and that's a big advantage. The advantage he doesn't have and will never have is big guys get bumped by little guys and they allow it to happen.
And quite honestly, you are in the NBA to politic too.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Get your edge. Like Luka did it the wrong way, but you get your edge by being able to manipulate the referees just enough that you get the calls that nobody else gets. I have a unique update in baseball.
Intriguing.
The Mariners have announced they have signed a minor league deal with Neftali Feliz. So
really,
the hero that struck out Alex Rodriguez, who hasn't pitched since 2021.
I was about to say, I had no idea he was still in baseball.
And is now 37 years old, is going to get a minor league deal with the Mariners.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to root my butt off for him to make it. That would be awesome. I'm not going to be rooting for him to get out.
Trade for him to be the closer.
What an awesome story. Okay,
and he comes and wins a World Series with the Rangers.
He's our closer. This is actually, golly.
I'm going to be honest.
That would be the most amazing comeback story.
That would have been, if your story would have been the Rangers just signed Neftali Feliz to a major league invite, minor league deal, that would have been awesome.
That would have been, but he's with the Mariners, so we'll see. Best of luck to him at 37.
Okay, and I hope this makes sense. I kind of want to talk about this with G-Bag. Who's the athlete player that you can't believe they got old? Like, you just, I think of Neftali Feliz as like this just
Elvis,
full of energy kid. See,
and he's not even old still, but like Elvis is the one for me.
And I wonder about like Ken Griffey Jr. And like everybody gets older, but you just have this picture of these athletes will always be like at this place and time. So who is the athlete that you couldn't believe got older? Maybe we talk about that a little bit with the G-Bag Nation next right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, we'll chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And right now, I want to turn it over to the Corey Majors News Desk for news.
Cowboy, this is from Mike Garofalo. Cowboys tight ends coach Londa Wells has agreed to a new deal with the team to return in 2025 on Schottenheimer's staff. He recently interviewed with the Bears for a position, but lands back with the Cowboys for his sixth season. And I know there is, Broadus kind of brought this up just a second ago, there is a possibility, we've heard floated around a little bit about offensive line coach. Is that correct?
Or yeah, Clayton Adams, who they interviewed yesterday, the last couple of days, kind of thinking that was all gas, no brakes. Well, I've been told tap the brakes. So maybe Londa Wells is going to end up being your offensive line coach if they can't get Clayton Adams to come in.
Interesting. What have you guys thought? I know this is kind of a broad question. I apologize for that. Do you like the staff that has been built up thus far by Shoddy?
I like what they're doing. Aaron Whitehouse, I thought, was a really good addition. He's really done it the right way when you look at how he's risen up the ranks. But the last 4 or 5 years, starting with Robert Saleh in San Francisco, then he goes over to the Jets with him. I mean, Bryce Huff was a guy that wasn't a household name. He was able to form him into a double-digit sack guy. The Jets' defensive line, for all the issues going on with gangrene,
yeah,
they are always a formidable side of the football. So I'm excited about that move. I just like the idea of trying to get other people from outside of the building that don't necessarily already have a pre-existing relationship. So it's not like, oh, we're just hiring friends here, right? So that's one move that didn't really have connections with Flus or with Shoddy that got me excited, as would have the Clayton Adams move. But I had kind of heard that maybe his agent, things might have gotten sideways there. He was a little bit, I don't know if he was asking for too much money, but something might have happened to where, I don't know, that's probably why we got to pump the brakes on it.
Yeah, they need some idea and some execution guys in there, you know. So I'm looking for a tie to some other coaching tree that would suggest Schottenheimer's going to have the coaching abilities and the brain power internally to execute his vision. So far, I don't know if I've seen it. I like Londa Wells as a coach. I think Dalton Schultz broke out with them, had some great seasons. Jake Ferguson, you know, Hendershot actually looked viable there for a while. I like how Scooney's coming along, so... You know, I like a lot of the tight end work he does. I'm happy to have him back, but I'm looking for some other guy that can give the building a spark offensively.
Now, on the other side of this segment, Corey brought up that Neftali Feliz had signed a minor league deal with the Mariners, not pitched in almost 4 years coming up.
He's 37.
He's somebody who I'll probably always picture in my mind as super young, and we got a lot of feedback on this already.
We had a co-worker at the newspaper that just was all about him when he was a minor leaguer.
He
like
said
19.
He was going to win 7 Cy Youngs.
Rookie of the year. I mean, the dude was incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That guy would be the best at sports radio. He has the just more scorching hot opinions. And so who is the athlete, whether it's the way they looked, the way they played, that you're like, I can't believe that person got old. Even though it's inevitable and everyone's father time undefeated. Who is that player? Because people are like, Roy Jones, Ken Griffey Jr. comes up. Do you have one like that?
You're Zach Martin.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
Zach Martin went from being like indestructible to like being mortal to being like probably going to play with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, he got old real quick.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I like the Ken Griffey Jr. You know, I think
he was the kid.
Daryl Strawberry, Eric Davis from my seventh and eighth grade years. You know, those guys were larger than life. Barry Sanders. You know, those are the kind of names that come to mind.
Barry Sanders is a weird one because he, like, oddly is still kind of young in my mind because he's like, I can still play, but I'm done. I hate your joke franchise. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, I got a couple carries left in me. Sidney Crosby. Sid the Kid. It's weird seeing him with some gray now. I still just think like it's, he's the young phenom that's taken over hockey at 18 years old. And now he's almost 40. It's nuts.
Somebody else said his kind of his counterpart, Ovechkin. Yeah. It's weird seeing him with gray hair. A couple votes for Allen Iverson.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Because like all the other teams he played for, Denver, who else? It's just like, I just forget about that. I just like, he was a 76er and... He had, you know, the trends of the cornrows and the tattoos and, you know, this young, hip,
forever 25 years old
freestyling basketball player. And then it's like, I don't even remember. Like, I just totally want to forget him off of the 76ers because it wasn't very good.
You know, speaking of way back, I've been seeing Tonya Harding on social media the last week or so. Unrecognizable.
Yeah. Really?
In a good or bad way?
Bad.
Okay.
It
got worse.
Yeah.
Way
worse.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you, it's a weird segue. Did you see the horrific figures? I mean, it's a horrific story across the board, but all the figure skating representatives that died in that crash of 60, 14 of them were from U.S. figure skating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Russia lost some champions. Apparently we lost some young skaters that were with their mothers.
Did you see that one? I believe one Russian skater had to come out and say, no, I am not dead, because I think maybe Russia might have included him in one of their like information dumps. And it's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And he's like, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated or whatever. I'm still here, which is.
Which happened with Taylor Webb with you that one time.
So here's the thing.
You killed Taylor Webb?
I did. And Sandy Koufax.
He did that too.
With Taylor Webb, there's a wrestling tournament in Plano. I'm sorry, I've been out of that loop
for a while.
The Taylor Webb Classic. I thought
it was the Taylor
Webb. It was the Taylor Webb Memorial Classic.
Oh, God.
And so I walked into work and the timing just couldn't have been worse or better, I guess. And
better.
My editor goes, hey, I got a phone call that you need to take. I'm going to transfer it over to you. And I go, who is it? And he goes, you should just take the phone call. I was like, okay. And I was like, you know, Star Community Newspapers, this is Kevin. And he goes, hey, Kevin, this is Taylor Webb. And it felt like the longest pause in the history of the world. And I go, from the Taylor Webb Memorial Classic?
From the grave?
Yeah. And he goes, and he gave me that line. He goes, yes. It appears the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. And I was like,
well done.
Oh, dear God.
I can't imagine anytime anyone ever told you at the newspaper that you had a call for you was ever really a good thing.
You know, that's
a lot of times. Yeah, you're right. It was bad. It was about something we did wrong and why we didn't cover somebody's daughter enough. But I remember sitting next to him and hearing that conversation.
What are you supposed to say? Murdered you in the newspaper.
What did you say? Were you apologizing profusely?
Pretty much. Yeah. I was like, you're smart. I'm dumb. I mean, the other time that happened is my first day on the job. This was not as bad, obviously, is I was calling the Allen football coach, Tom Westerberg. And I called and for some reason said, we're from the Allen American. That's our paper. I said the Allen American Statesman, Austin paper.
Statesman.
And so when he picked up the phone, he goes, what does somebody from Austin want to talk to me about my football team for? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I meant the Allen American. I was like, it's my first day on the job. Can you tell? And he goes, kind of. I was like, oh my God, I'm never ever going to make it at this job. It got better.
Just don't lie to me like the last guy.
Yes, that was another. We'll talk about that at another point.
Great stories.
A guy named Tom Westerberg is not here for your nonsense. Hey,
no, for sure.
No, he's not.
He's still the coach?
No, he's not. But they won a ton of championships, and he like led them to that next level.
Yeah, he did.
With his no-nonsense approach.
Yes, I'll tell you.
He hated me.
Real bleep hole approach.
His no-nonsense approach, I'm going to tell you two more really quick incidents. Like, not incidents, but when they were going to play on ESPN, I go, hey, are you excited about being on ESPN? And he goes, not really. And I was like, oh, how come? And he goes, the last time we were on ESPN, we got sued for copyright infringement for the A.
Oh, from
because
Arizona.
And I was like, yeah. I didn't even know you could do that. And then the other one, I was just trying to have some fun. And I go, hey, you know, you're playing on Halloween night. And like, I was just trying to loosen it up a little bit. And I was like, what's that going to be like? And he goes, I don't know. Every 5 or 6 years, depending on the way the calendar falls, we do that. So probably no different than those times.
Westerberg doesn't fun.
And no. I was like,
he doesn't get loose.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And because the first coach I had asked that, and he goes, oh, yeah, better watch out for ghosts and goblins. And he's like having a good time, Westerberg.
Mike Leach?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm not here for your nonsense.
Yeah, my stepbrother's team beat them in the playoffs, Rowlett. And
oh, when the quarterback was a little hungover.
Yeah, after the game, he wouldn't talk to me. And I was like, what? And then whenever I finally got in to interview him in his office again, he goes, you told him everything. You told your stepbrother everything. And I said, y'all have one play. It's either throw it to Dan Buckner or throw it to the other guy that's open.
Because
Dan Buckner's double teamed right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're right.
That's very Eli Drinkwitz of him.
But yeah, I did tell him everything.
Screw them.
We eventually got to be pretty good friends, well, yeah, whatever version of that is with the media.
Yeah.
Like we got
watching Royal Rumble with him Saturday night?
Oh, man. And any of you guys are welcome over if you want to watch the Royal Rumble, because Mike is getting pumped for it.
Let's go.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Heggie. Yes. Thanks for asking. We will chat with David Hellman, Fox Sports at
Hollywood
6 o'clock.
David. I love it.
He's gone big time.
If we get the chance tomorrow, Mike.
A lot
I think
of controversy.
He'll do that to you.
I think you should at least have a couple of minutes to give your Royal Rumble predictions tomorrow on the show.
Oh, do I need to know everybody who's in? I know Cena can't see me's in. Yeah. The 47-year-old.
That's a decent prediction.
Who's going to win the Intercontinental?
I don't think that's being defended on that show.
Penta's going to stay in.
Is there a
in
lumberjack
a
match involved?
We got Kurt Angle in there still.
That's a fair question.
Named Penta. He's pretty exciting.
All right, roll home.
Can he beat Goldberg?
With the G-Bag Nation.
We're going to get a cage.
Nobody can beat Goldberg except that window he punched through and then
strap match, maybe.
We have been the KNC masterpiece.
Strap on match.
What the hell?
Get out of here, Hagee.
Come back with us tomorrow. 10-2 on the fan. Bye.
Yabba dabba doo!